Her name is Ali, or at least she assumes that it is. It's the only name that pops up in her head, that lingers on her tongue, and she's choking. She's lying on a tattered floor with small wooden spikes cutting in her back, and she's suffocating. Gagging, because something lodged inside her throat is denying her the air that her body craves. And she simply cannot breathe. She can't. Darkness toys around the edges of her vision, threatens to take her away again. It beckons at her, screams at her to follow its lead. "Come here," it says. "Come on then, forget everything else. It's so nice and quiet and soothing over here, and I want you in my arms." She shoots up in a flash and gasps for breath, while her hands clutch her throat. The radiating, suffocating pain comes from deep within her body, starting in her burning lungs. Her fingernails claw at the skin around her throat, desperate in their search for air. Tears run down her face. Anxiety hits hard. She's going to pass out, she can feel it. Her head will explode at any given moment, and there's no one around to stop the mother of all panic attacks that will also end the beating of her heart. She can't breathe. She cries, but she can't scream for help. Can't get air pushed into her lungs. Can't get her vocal cords to work, or her mouth to scream the words that she so urgently needs to get someone in here to save her. She's sitting there, on that tattered floor with the wooden pieces hurting her, pleading in silence for someone to come and help. Only excruciating effort and raging self-control stops the mother of all panic attacks. Her body rocks, her fingertips push roughly against her skin, and she forces her mouth to open wide and suck in fresh air.